Feast of St. Stephen, the day after Christmas. If we think of Christmas as a cuddly, warm, cozy manger scene in a church, we might get the wrong idea of what God expects of us or expected of himself. Here he is actually born in a cold, damp cave meant for animals, rejected, and he has his mother lay him down in the cold crib with very little comfort there in a hard bed and shivering with cold. That's what he has his mother do in some way of communicating to her. Otherwise, she would have held him in her warm arms and kept him warm that way. But no, he wants to be born into a homeless situation, and not too long after, they're even more homeless, traveling to Egypt, running away. So Jesus is making things hard for himself from the very beginning of his life, to suffer for our sins, to atone for our sins, to be the man of sorrows, to show from the beginning that he didn't come to make things easy for himself, but to be strong for his father, to set the example of this fortitude that he has, that life isn't to be expected to be easy, and that we have to offer many things to God throughout our life, and to underline the importance of fortitude, that we should accept difficulties, accept them, but also expect them, and to be prepared for them, to pray for the strength that we need. And certainly this is what we see in the life of Saint Stephen. Is he was courageous, fortitude to the extent that a saint can have, strong. He withstood his enemies, he challenged them in speaking the truth, and he relied on the wisdom of God and was able to out-argue all of his persecutors. And even then, he continued to speak the truth when he knew it was going to enrage his enemies, who ended up putting him to death, stoning him to death. He continued to speak the truth to the end, and there was great courage and fortitude that he had from God. And Jesus is saying in the gospel, we need to rely on God to give us the words to speak, the truth to say when we're being opposed, but also God to give us the strength to accept any sufferings and opposition that we'll face. To be strong in God. We are weak, but when we are weak, we are strong in God, always in God, always depending on the grace of God to help us to get through the difficulties of life. And this is what fortitude is, the spirit of fortitude from the Holy Spirit, but the natural virtue, the virtue of fortitude too, that we need to, we need the grace to put into practice. So we pray for this strength, a strength that always comes from God, and ask St. Stephen to help us to rely on that strength from God and to put it into practice, and not to cave, and give in to our weaknesses, but to always trust in the strength of God. Mm-hmm.